Today we are up to halacha simin pe halacha chof ches hashoyfech mashkin b'mokam shakarkam mitzameches. Okay, there are a few things. Page kuf tesvav. Page kuf tesvav. If you want to look at the simin, it's simin pe. It is halacha chof ches. Yesterday I told you about the oats. We mentioned yesterday that you're not allowed to. You're not with schita. You're not allowed to use oats. So I saw in the art school, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, it's not because of schita, it's because of shine. The fibers of an oat causes it to shine. And shining is an iser of makke and bepatish. Like shining your shoes, even if you already polished your shoes, let's say your shoes are already been black, you just want to take a shmata, you want to shine it. Shining material on Shabbos is the malacha of makke. It is a form of finishing off. So therefore you're not allowed to take oats. They had these type of brushes which they would use to shine different objects. In those times they use oats. That's the problem. That is the prohibition of taking liquid and using it to rub is makeh bepatish. Not like I told you that's mishum schita. Okay, there are a couple other things that I came across. Blina, they'll come to me as we go on. We'll come back to it. Let's just right now go a little bit further. Chol chavches. Ha-shoyfeich mashkin b'mokim shakarka mitzameches. A person pours water in a place where the karka, where things are growing, plants are growing. Chayiv mishum zoreya is a melacha deraisa of planting. Sharei hamashke goremesh etatzmich hakarka. The mashke causes that the karka will sprout. The alkane, therefore, yeshli zobel melacha beginning. You're not allowed in a place in a garden. A person should not sit down at a picnic on Shabbos outdoors, and you have all different types of food and liquid because it's inevitable the liquid is going to spill on the ground and it's going to cause the grass to grow. It's going to cause the plants. And if I'm not mistaken, there are really two different madrigals. There's really plants and there's grass. Plants is much worse. If you have a plant. Plants need water much more than grass. So grass, it appears there are more leniencies with regard to grass than there are with regard to plants. So I don't know exactly to what degree. The big problem, the very common practical application of this, most people not going out and having a picnics and Shabbos in the backyard, but what's very practical is Sukkot time. Sukkot time, when you have a cover for your sukkah, and you want to open up the cover, there's no shayla of boine, you're going to leave over a certain amount, and in the process of doing so, you're going to cause water to spill from the cover, and it's going to go onto the grass. So this is a very big problem. What is the solution? I don't know. I once heard that it's mutter, it's davashem mischavin, and it's mutter. That's what I remember hearing. And here, what? And here he makes it very clear that it's aser. So I think we'll have over here a little bit in the... That's a very big problem. It's a very big problem. He's very machmer. He holds...
In the area where you have the table is running back and forth or the week moving, there's no grass left.
So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he brings down from the Mishnah, even when there's no grass, even if there's just mud, dirt, and you cause the dirt to become soft, even that is prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah, the article of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he calls the Mishnah Berurah, they're very, very machmir in this halacha, and they don't seem to give any heter, and it's a very, very big problem, especially when it comes to Sukkot time, and you're dealing with cleaning, you're dealing with sukkah that's right by the grass, and it's wet, and it's raining, and you want to move the table, and you want to clean the chairs and the table, and you want to move the cover, and this liquid's going to pour.
Problem, because
if
you put wet on wet, it's no problem.
Oh, is that the heter?
Huh?
Is that the heter? Putting wet on wet is not a problem. You're eating more. You're not doing anything new.
You're not helping the ground.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know.
So,
but when you come the next day, you come in the morning when already stopped raining in the middle of the night, and now just you have a collection of water on top of the cover, and you want to move it, it's going to cause it. So seemingly, you have to be as careful as you possibly can. Not at least the liquid should go directly on the grass, the liquid should go on the concrete, from the concrete, then it goes from the concrete onto the grass. Maybe the outside, because it's a grama, it's not direct, it's a problem. Okay, the only other heter is, what about urinating on grass? So the kids of Shulchan Aruch brings from the Mishnah Berurah that it's mutter. Because it's acidic. That the only time it's usher is when it's the grass and plants only benefit from regular mashke. Even what? Gedolim you can't, because Gedolim would be a benefit. Would be a benefit for the right, but Ketanim, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not a benefit for grass and plants. Contrary to popular belief, it's not. It is not. It's Nagela Cholamayis. It's serious stuff.
This.
It's not nice in the Cholayim. It happens. This is not a joke. This is serious business. This definitely can happen. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter because it's not of benefit to the plants and grass. But regular look about beer. What about beer and what about beverages? It seems that beverages, Coca-Cola and beer and wine, is beneficial. These things are not detrimental unless they have acid. Anything that is acidic, you have to go do a pH. Maybe certain types of drinks. Maybe certain types of Coca-Cola. What?
A friend of mine, his father was Magia, and he went down.
It's poisonous.
He went down to the plant.
Yeah.
Magia, and some of the cola syrup dripped on his shoe and it wore holes.
Aye. Wow.
Oh, there's the riot. Don't pour soda.
Put that stuff in your stomach. It does the same thing. Okay, let's review. So this is a. I once went to an OU seminar, and they told us the number one question that the Kashrus division of the OU gets is, how do they give a hechsher on Coca-Cola when there's a secret formula? There's a secret formula. Everyone knows that Coca-Cola has a secret formula. So how is the OU able to give a hechsher? You don't know the order. So he said to us, who was this? Maybe it was Rabbi Ganak, I don't know. He said to us, I'll tell you the truth. We know the secret formula. We know the secret formula. It's no big secret. Yes. Well, you don't think RC Cola, Mayim Chaim, haven't taken Coca-Cola and sent it to a laboratory and put it under a microscope and figured out exactly every single chemical that is in Coca-Cola? It's no big kunz. It's no big kunz. There's a patent. There's a patent on reproducing Coca-Cola. They say there is a secret as far as this chemical reaction as the seder of the amounts, the precise amounts, the laboratory results.
Coca-Cola factory, when you go on the tour,
yeah,
they have these machines where you can make the Coca-Cola and they tell you how close you come. In other words, you could say, I'll put in 5% of this. They give you all the ingredients,
yeah,
and then you slide the ball around.
Interesting.
And then it'll tell you how close you got to the real
formula. The real formula. You know, but obviously someone got the real formula.
Yeah, if they stopped in 1898.
Well, there's never such things as bullseye.
Nobody can. The
formula changed in the 40s.
Corn syrup. What?
It used to be tarfus cooked.
What did they put? What was the tarfus?
There was a beef extract.
Really?
It was a whole story. It was a raw.
Yeah.
But it used to be traded.
No more sugar. They used to have real sugar in on Pesach. Pesach time.
You know, all the goyim who loved the original.
They chapped at the Pesach. I know. Yeah. Okay. So one more time, this halacha: Hashevich Mashkeh Makom Shakak Matzmiach Chayim Mishum Zoreya. Shemashke Goremes Shatatzmiach Kaka causes it to sprout. Val Ken Yesh Luzar Melechem Begino. You study in the garden, keep a kosher. It's very difficult to avoid this problem. Yochel Lizoyer Shlo Lishpech Mashke Malar. It's very difficult to be careful not to pour water on the ground, on the grass, on the plants. Well, Mulvad Zos Yesh Begino Isser Tiltol. And besides this, there is an Isser of Tiltol. What's a Tiltol? Muksa. You may come to carry more than dalam. So if there is no eruv, once you're eating outdoors, you must make sure that there is a proper kosher eruv. The eruv does not fall down, and if there is no eruv, then if you're already set up before Shabbos, it seems some people will put things there before Shabbos and would not need to travel more. But still, you have to be careful not to travel more than dalid. Amos, something that's been put there before Shabbos can be eaten there, can be used there, but no more dalad amos. Where there is no eruv.
Backyard, there is no.
Yeah, gina. So you have to be careful in your person's backyard. If you are in a community where there is no eruv, if you are in a community where there is no eruv, you don't have an eruv, then you have to make sure there's a proper eruv. If there is no eruv and you put things there, let's say you won't eat there anyway, Friday night. So I'll set up the food. I'll set up all the food for Friday afternoon, and I'll enjoy my Friday night meal outdoors, and I will be careful not to move the food, not to move the items more than Dalet Amos. You can do that. Now, even though you can do that, he's telling you it's very good you can do, but make sure you have to be very careful not to move. Because if you move, then you'll come to be over on being maver dalramas in a carmelis. Halacha, let's see on the bottom.
Do you have something in a bottle?
What?
People walk around with a bottle of water, come to a park where there's an Erev.
A park where there is an Erev, yeah. So you have an Erev. So what's the problem? I mean, so you just to make sure you don't spill the water on the floor.
Yes, you have to make sure you don't spill on the floor.
You don't spill on the floor.
But you can drink.
Of course, why not? As long as you have an air, you can carry, and you're not spilling on the floor. And the main problem when this becomes a very big issue is sukkah time. Sukkah time, you got to be very careful when you move things around in the sukkah.
Also, while you're eating in the sukkah, if there's a grass surface.
Exactly. Yeah. These are
chew gum, and you're walking.
And you want to spit the gum out.
You may not be on the towel, but every time you swallow,
I can't do it.
If you're chewing gum and you're swallowing, you're producing saliva, and you're walking around.
The swallowing is the...
You're carrying the gum. The gum is something which is not part of your body. You can't allow to go and carry, chew gum and walk more than Dalai Lama's in your Sarabim.
Right.
You can't chew gum and walk more than Dalai Lama's when you're chewing gum. Forget about the saliva. The gum is more of a problem than the saliva. The saliva you can maybe say is part of your body. But the gum is something external. Okay, let's see on the bottom. He's discussed an interesting shaila about, like, I guess you would call this a light. What is it called? You have plants with... what is it called?
Black light.
No, you have in front of the house, you have all these plants. A greenhouse?
Yeah,
a greenhouse. Here, Chayim Mishum Zoreya. Let's see what's in the bottom. Ted Tezvav. Ayin Beshut Machazay Avram began Shel Zerum, a garden of plants. Sha'olav Gag. On top of this garden is a roof. Umichse Shel Zechuches. And a cover of glass. Like a greenhouse. And occasionally you open up the roof, the window, in order to allow in air, fresh air. And heat. Or you want sunlight. You want to increase the sunlight, decrease sunlight. So here is the issue. The issue is I'm not over here warming the plants, but by opening up the sunlight, opening up the roof, I am directly causing the seeds, the vegetables, to grow better. Now, I'm not causing them to grow better by adding water. Adding water is a melacha deraisa of zereya. I'm not adding water. I'm adding other elements of nature that will cause these seeds, these plants to grow better. Is that a toilada of Zoreya? Am I allowed to open the skylight of the greenhouse on Shabbos, which would definitely enhance the vegetables or the plants, whatever I have there? Let's say it's the winter time, and it's going to rain, it's going to ruin the grass. I want to close it. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? So what is the halacha? So mefalpel sham b'diber b'diber Yerushalmi hamakshev there in Yerushalmi it says hamashke person waters the hamenakev, or you make holes in the ground the oise batim, or you make some type of I don't know what this is. You make some type of item to enhance the growth of the vegetables. Chayiv mishum zoreya. So he wants to say that not only is there prohibition of zoreya when it comes to being mashke, when you're giving the seeds liquid, there's a problem of zoreya when you're a menakev and oisebatim. So he wants to suggest that possibly opening up a window and allowing air and heat or the like in order to enhance the growth of these vegetables, whatever it is, can also be a toilada of Zoreya based upon this Yerushalmi. The Helasham, the Psicha Heavy Rak Hasar Stav Hamadeh Mishum the Inoisab Yadayim, Shumpulo, Beashemesh, Beazroim, it's Mutter. Because it's not comparable to the case of Yerushalmi, because the case of Yerushalmi, you're mamish hands on. You're actually touching the soil. You're touching the earth. You're making holes in the ground. You're doing something in the ground. Here, you're just doing something that's a grama. Opening up a window is not significant enough where it should be also. Memel, it's going to be mutter. Rak, shemeser, hagag, building the roof. It should yuchla shemesh, lechamim, haperos, to allow the sun to give warm to the peros. Rak, hasaras, hamanea. It's only removing something. You're removing something which until now was preventing something from coming in. And memel holds that it's mutter. It's only a grama. If you want to want to close the window, and by closing the window you're going to cause a change in the growth of these things, these plants. When you want to close, you want to trap the cold air, the hot air inside. By closing the window, you're trapping the hot air inside, you're going to prevent it, the hot air, from escaping. That will enhance the growth of the vegetables or the plants. So the Chassam Sofer is not so generous to allow the person to do it himself. He says the very least is to do it through a guy. So bottom line is what?
The same shot as if you have an automatic sprinkler.
Automatic sprinkler is more of a problem of Avsha Milsa. Automatic sprinkler on Shabbos is a Zilzal Kavod Shabbos. You have to do it either in the middle of the night, even that's not so simple, or you shouldn't do it altogether because of Avsha Milsa.
What does that mean, Avsha?
Avsha Milsa means it makes a lot of noise. Oh. And it draws attention. It's drawing attention,
like
that's
a dishwasher.
Or a vacuum cleaner. You shouldn't let non-Jewish help if they want to clean up, because hey, but if they're going to use a vacuum cleaner and they're guests, they're sitting, or your next neighbor here is a vacuum cleaner, I'm not doing it. No one's going to suspect that I'm doing it. But since a melacha deraisa is being done, or the rabban is being done on Shabbos, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, and if it's making noise and it's drawing attention that it's being done, this falls in the category of what's called avsha. Noise milsa is something significant which must be taken into consideration on Shabbos. Sprinklers are not making noise, but people see that it's wet and people see that zoreya is taking place and it's not proper.
Opening. Yeah, we have plants on your windowsill.
Yeah.
And you want to open the drapes so that the sunlight will,
That's the same. So he's saying over here, so he's saying over here, the Chassam Sofer is saying it shouldn't be done only through a guy. I hear, but he brings out from the beginning that it's mutter from the shut nachaze Avram. I don't know the answer. Where to draw the line? It seems that it's mutter. People don't make an issue opening up. And maybe
you want
light in the room.
Yeah,
the degree, the significance.
Even if you're doing it for a plant, you're not doing it for the plant.
You're not doing it for yourself. You want
okay.
Light.
I don't know. We have to go look into this more. But it seems that it's smoother. His yisoid is you're not doing anything physical. You're not doing anything physical. You just even opening the drapes. Even that's even less than the case over here. Because the case over here is you're actually allowing air. You're opening up the window and you're allowing air. So but the sunlight is less l'chora than what's happening over here. Okay, opening it for the plants. You're opening the davka for the plants. For the plants. So for all things, certainly, I mean, then it's the davar shem mischavin. It's davar shem mischavin, and it's not, and it's certainly not a zareya. That's what he says here very clearly, that the case of the Yerushalmi is only limited to actually doing something physical to the plants themselves. Opening up windows is not physical. And it's not you're not touching the plants, and it's not certainly not this of the raisa. He seems to say that it's mutter. The Chassam Sofer says that it's not the only thing that can be done as shul gai. Okay, halacha l'maisa, I don't know. Maybe b'li ned, I'll try to look into this more. Okay, let's see halacha tes. A sponge that does not have a handle, you may not clean, because the sponge is meant to squeeze. This is halacha of schita. If the sponge has a handle, which some sponges today do, you can buy sponges that have handles. So in the chanami, if you're careful not to squeeze, in the chanami, that's
the difference between hard brushes and soft brushes.
No, so we're dealing with a sponge. We're not dealing with a brush. That's next. We're dealing here with a sponge. So the question is squeezing schita. If you're going to actually hold the sponge, it's inevitable you're going to squeeze it, but if it has some type of it's base, it's attached to some type of hard surface which you use to hold and to move around, as long as you're careful not to squeeze it, to do light washing is mutter.
What about the toilet brushes?
Toilet brushes. That is
water,
it's mutter. You're not squeezing anything. It's like a
from books on Shabbos, it makes a difference between hard brushes and soft brushes.
Between hard brushes, soft brushes, because they have schita, maybe. We're not familiar with the only old hard. None of them are soft. They're all whatever it is. You're allowed to use a plunger, by the way. If the toilet is stuffed on Shabbos, you are allowed to use a plunger. It's mutter. here. That's halacha psuga. You're not, it's not considered that you're doing anything significant by using a plunger to unstuff stuff toilets. What?
The plunge can be used. The plunger can be used for
For what?
Minor things, and small items.
But you're allowed to use to unstuff a toilet on Shabbos.
Yes.
Is mutter. You're allowed to use a plunger on Shabbos.
You mentioned yesterday the tefillos of Rav Nissen
Goy. Yeah.
Yesterday.
V'chein, I said v'chein hoy Rav Nissen Goy noyner.
So he says something there that shocked me.
Yeah.
Not it shocked me. I think it's what you said was very good. He says. Ichmarti when there was a kula, and then what does he say? What does that mean? I was like a zayna because I was a tzaddik. I thought I was bachma when there was a kula. I was not better than a zayna in the street. That's what he says. That's what you said yesterday.
Rabbi Nissen Goyin. Rabbi Nissen Goyin.
Whoever's bachma when there's a kula.
As a shayt chassid. Okay, let's go further. Halacha lamid alef besula asur lekloya sadosecha b'shabbes. A besula, young girl is not allowed to braid her hair on Shabbos. I'm sorry, lamid also l'loreik b'mavakam shaz sharuach yifazer es haroik. You're not allowed to spin in a place where the wind will disperse the saliva. Now, what's the prohibition? There are two different reasons for this. One is because of zoreya. There's a prohibition on Shabbos with grain, to take grain and throw it up into the air in order to winnow. Winnowing. You're separating the kernel from the chaff. So some want to suggest that spitting in the wind on a cold winter day when the wind is blowing very strongly, when a person spits into the wind is so strong it causes the saliva, the spittle, to disperse. And that is a toilada of winnowing. Now that's problematic. The reason why that's problematic is because the zoreya is only when you're separating two different objects. A kernel of grain has a heavy portion and a light portion. The heavy portion is the kernel, and the light portion is the chaff. So when you throw it into the wind, it's boirer. You're separating two different parts, one from the other. When a person spits in the wind, the spittle disperses in the wind, but you're not separating one type of thing from another type of thing. It's all one and the same. So that's not an issue. So I think in the Mishnah Berurah, I think our article in Kritzish only brings this down. So that's not, why should that be a problem? Zoreya. So he says the real problem of spitting in the wind is on a very windy day. If you get into the habit of spitting in the wind on a very windy day, it's going to travel more than 6 feet. Okay, you count the tiles. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a lot. That's quite a bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay? On a winter day when the wind is blowing and a person spits in the wind, it can travel more than 6 feet. And that will be maver, that you'll be participating in the malacha of being maver dalaramah spiritual sarabim. If there is no eruv in your community, so you're throwing.
Doesn't carrying have to have some sort of
kayalas? L'chatchil t'bichayim l'raisa. If you do a malacha she'ein l'tzrich l'gufa, it's potter. Aval osir. So since the bottom line is the wind, the item that with the spittle may travel more than dalaramis, it's a malacha. It'll be a malacha of maver dalaramis berishul saran.
Did you say something about spittle of davening?
Because of the zayin, it seems like it's disrespectful. It's shame mishachvim. It's a way of showing your disgust.
So, yes.
Well, it depends on society. It depends on, in these times, it was in very common even in shuls, not so long ago, to have a spittoon. All of the European shuls, there's still signs, no spitting, all over. And spit it out. Even today, I mean, today, you know, it's not as common, but there used to be signs all over, no spitting. Can you go watch a baseball game? Right, so they all every watch the pitcher. So how many times the pitcher do you see the pitcher spit the tobacco?
Chewing tobacco.
He's
trying to spit on the ball
before every pitch. Spits that on the mound.
There's a famous shul on the east side, Rabbi Mayevsky. What's the famous shul on the east
side?
No, the old like the tourist
Eldridge Street.
Have a spittoon?
To a fascinating.
Yeah.
Downstairs in the Smedrish, they talk about a spittoon.
But
Lo Zubovad, on top of the bima, like little, it's like a decoration, right near the spittoon. It was like a jar, wooden jar. You pick up the top, and they put tapak in there.
Tabak. Okay, so this is the halacha. The halacha is a person may not spit, on Shabbos Yefaze Haruach or Zoreya or because of Mavir. Halacha Yulamet Aleph. Bisula, is a woman, a girl allowed to braid her hair on Shabbos? So this is Baina. According to a Chazal, the famous Chazal, Vayivnes Atzela, Hakadosh Baruch Hu beautified Chava before she brought Chava to Adam Harishon for marriage. How did a Kadosh Baruch Hu beautify Chava? So you'd expect he brought her, took her to Bergdorf. I gave her a credit card. That's not what Hashem did. Hashem braided her hair. That's what it says. Hashem braided her hair. And the Makar is Vayiven Esat Sela. Vayiven, there Chazal said he was the Medrash's Kaleh, he braided. From here we learn that braiding here is a gather of a binyan by Adam. A binyan, construction by a human being. So therefore a girl is not allowed to braid her hair, or one may not do it for her fellow. It's very hard for you to braid your own hair. I don't think you can do it, right? It's not really possible. Can you braid your own hair? Someone has to do it for you. So Basula Sula Kloya Sarosekha Bashabis Flilahate Kiliaso, she may not undo her braids. Right? The Chasidisha girls, you have to have braided hair until you get married. Isn't that the way it is? Satmar, you know what are the minics of you have to braids? They have braids? Yeah. Snius, what?
She pulls out hair.
Oh, it doesn't say that. That's not the issue.
We'll talk about it later.
That's combing. It does not. They don't mention braiding as a problem pulling out here. The only problem is binyan. Bisula asul lekloya sarasecha b'shabes v'loy lahatir kiliyasa, and we should not undo it because that is a form of binyan and soyser, just like its construction to braid. What?
To pay us to make the curly pay.
To make is that, that's not braiding. That's curling. Is that curling? What? Are you allowed to curl the pears on Shabbos? On Shabbos to curl the pears? So you're not braiding them. You're not braiding them.
The twist as well, they're
done. Okay, let's go further. A woman is allowed to arrange her hair with her fingers, with her hand. Men also, I guess, as well. What's the difference? Men also can go and can comb your hair with your hand. Over Misrach, here we come to the rules of combs. Everyone knows this. If you want to comb your hair on Shabbos, you want to use a brush. So what's the rule? Everyone knows the rule is you have to have a soft brush, a brush that you know will not pull out hairs. There are certain types of brushes we all know that are finer, which you can see the proof is in the pudding. You look on the brush, you see it's full of hair. And then there are certain types of brush which are very loose. They don't pull out hair. So there are two issues. There are two very important issues. Number one, there's a chash of pulling out hair. Number two, uvdo dechoil. Even if the brush will not pull out the hair, it is something that is done during the weekday. It's not Shabbistic. It's uvdo, prohibition of uvdo dechoil. How do you avoid both of these problems? Number one, you have a brush that will not pull out hair. Number two, you have to have a brush that's miyuchid for Shabbos. If the brush is miyuchid for Shabbos, that takes away the issue of uvdo dechoil. Besula אסור לקלוי את הרדה בשבס ללחת יקד לסך, אבל יכול להסתכן את הסך ביודך ובמישהו כסוס מסער חזיר. A pig. See, every creature has a purpose. Last week's parasha. V'yas ha-chazir ki mafles es parasha. A chazir has split hooves. What do you use a chazir for? They would take the hair of a chazir. It would be ideal to use for a brush. It has hard hair. Im kukoshem oit sheyev shoshlo yakir saros. If it's very hard, where it will definitely, it will prickle, it will definitely pull out hair. Also, listroik boy avu l'meinu koshev, it's not hard, and it's not going to cause hair to fall out. Muteris l'sakin boy sarasechum, mikol shaken in hini, and it's ideal that it should be miyuchid for Shabbos to take away the problem of uvdo dechol. On the bottom, tezvav shloy laker, on the shem shem halacha, tezvav on the bottom, star shloy laker, sairos, ayim b'shut rechev misharim, be'echad shloy, here's a shayla. Person was in the army, okay, and they told him, today, guess who's coming? The general is coming. Everyone has to look their best. Dress uniform, take off your fatigues, and put on the dress uniform, and everyone must take a shave. Everyone has to shave with a razor to look their best for the president is coming. He's sneaking in for Thanksgiving dinner to be with the soldiers in Iraq. What?
The
Echad Sheish Tzavah. Upamachas b'Shabbos. Look at the shaila. Nitan tzav was given the command. Misorei hatzava from the upper echelon. Sheyachinu atzam lekabel pnei adam gadol. V'cholecha yigalech. It's going to everyone must go and shave their beard. U'legalech take a haircut. A haircut plus take a shave. Me'achar from someone else. So no, you can't give a haircut to yourself. Each one should give their friend a haircut. V'yayidei sam. So here was the shaila. What should I do when this happens on Shabbos? It's life threatening. If I don't do this, they'll kill me. I must do in the army, a court martial, but I have options. The options are, instead of using a razor, I can use a sam. I can use some type of powder. Right? Sakona. They don't do this anymore. Okay, but let's depilatory. Al yidei sam. EF sure. Okay, why? He writes here that a sum is not an option. Why? Ki avshur ki hasafar the sham a sapper the sham the barber there. The barber does not use depilatories. The barber only uses razors. Einu magalech rakai de tar. The mishal al zeiz derech yivchar im lachav biatzma sar zekonei al ayide sam oimutav sheyoyse sheigalach meacher minachu. Here's my choices. I can use the depilatory myself in Shabbos. I can take the depilatory and put it on my face in Shabbos. I'll do it myself. What's the maila? The maila is I'm not using a brazier. I'm not being over the derais of using a tar lo yavi al reishcha. That's the one. But what's the drawback? What is the detriment? What is the trade off? I'm doing it myself. On Shabbos, I myself are doing what appears to be a malacha, what appears to be some form of violation of Chil Shabbos, of being sacking myself. The trade-off would be, I won't do anything. I'll sit like a goylem, I'll sit in the chair, and someone else will do it. The goy will do it. I'm not doing it. The goy is doing it. I'm a tzaddik.
Oh,
but if you're only Messiah, yeah. If you, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move. I'm going to sit there. It's gewalt. I'm not doing anything. He's doing. But the trade-off is, it's being done through a razor because the guy, the barber, is not going to use sam. The barber is going to use a razor. So, what of the two? This was the dilemma. It's Shabbos. I have to have a shave no matter what. My options are: I can do it myself. That's a chasor, and I'm doing it myself. But I'm going to use a sam. And the sam is not necessarily ice, it's not a razor. Or I won't do it, the guy will do it, but the guy will only do it if he agrees to do it, use a razor. So what of between the two is a better option? So he shows here the chiluki deos. To make a long story short, the maila is a sar is an isidereisa. It's an isidereisa. Okay, let's read inside how it goes to the dilemma. So kosav sham, okay, it's three lines before the end of the paragraph. Kosav sham the poshut shegalech the atzmai al yidei sam linotzel milav de loisakifu de loisakifu. It's better to do it yourself and use a sam, because a razor, even though a guy is doing it, is still an Isser Deraisa. It's an Isser Deraisa for the guy, even to allow the guy to use a razor on yourself, like you're being Messiah.
But if Morris says why,
because you bend your head. Because you're going to bend your head. As the guy is going to take the razor, you're going to assist him partially. So therefore, it's an iser deiraisa to let the guy use a razor on your flesh, and better you should do an iser. You should better do the sam, which is not necessary. Oh, but you'll tell me by using a sam on Shabbos is also an iser deiraisa. No, it's not. The chil Shabbos ein kan rak iser derabon k'mashak asab shulchan aruch dim hever sarah biyad ein kan rak. So the Rabbanan, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, the only time it's awesome that you're doing it, what's the prohibition of cutting your hair on Shabbos? Goizes, shearing wool. It's a toilada. Taking a haircut on Shabbos is a toilada of shearing wool from an animal. When you shear wool from an animal, you use an instrument. You use a scissors, you use an instrument, shearing tools. When you do it biyad, that's a shinu, that's only in Isser de Rabbanan. So he says that it's clearly better to do it yourself with a sam, then not do nisr deraisa of tar, and you're not doing nisr deraisa because you're doing it with the sam is beyond, it's not with the utensil. Yeah?
Don't touch their beards at Shabbos.
Because it might pull out of here.
Touch it, like a hair.
You might pull out of here. The story with the gedolim, he put out his hair.
It's almost an involuntary thing.
No. When I had my long beard,
You wore a net.
No, I pulled it out of it. It should be the full length, so it shouldn't be. I shouldn't have to pull it into shape, because once you pull it into shape, you can't help. It always comes out.
Uh-huh. Your beard is so long. You really do have a problem.
Well, so Shabbos, I left it open, so I didn't have to, put it down and curl it up.
Okay, let's relate. Let's finish this paragraph. Ein b'shudu shush pleita cause of shamshu miagun abyan Yaakov Yitzchak Weiss.
This was before he wrote the Minchas Yitzchak.
Before the yeah Weiss.
So this was, he was a rabbi in Europe before the war.
Wow.
He's bringing his
growth. He was very young. He wasn't very young. Huh? He wasn't very young then.
He was young.
Yeah, because he's recording this. This was written 60 years ago, and he's quoting him now.
What do you do if there's no sun around?
If there's no what?
That means you're in the army.
Yeah.
There's no debility.
You shave.
Yeah.
And there's no outer to use.
Borrow from the
name. I guess you shave. I guess. And here's where you're giving, giving choices. If you're not giving a given a choice,
you don't have that choice.
Then I mean, obviously, it all depends on what kind of army, what the situation is. They're going to court martial you, pikuach nefesh, not pikuach nefesh, and there's no one answer fits all. But here he's discussing a limited shaila. I think about it. I don't know the answer. It varies, but here he's asking a dilemma. I have, these are my choices, what is the better choice? Next, I think Shagam came Nishal B'Shela Zuhi, who's asked the same exact Shaila. The hell is Shiyoiz Pum Fakert. You see what he says? B'chaluk Edeyas. In the Eret Halacha, everything is Machlaikas. Everything. The hell is Shiyoiz Setoim Shigalech Mi Achem Enochri Mi Ba'atzma B'nei. Better the guy should do it with a razor. Why? Here's an incredible insight. This is a very controversial chiddush. He says this is discussed at great length by the Poskim. Every 2 years, you're doing another isser. Isser midrabanan. I'm doing geizes. I'm not using a kli. I'm doing a biyad. Biyad is only midrabanan. How many midrabanans am I doing? I'm doing hundreds. For every 2 years, I'm doing another issa midrabanan. When the guy does the tar, so what? It's okay. I don't know if it's going to be one, but it's a one-shot deal. You take off the tile. It's not as many. It's less. But imkain al kol shtei saros over al issa midrabanan. Uchesh magalech minochi b'tar over issa deraisa achas. I don't know why it's only a one. He goes every 2 years also. Maybe it's one nice, I don't know exactly, but he's saying Migalech Sa'arois, cutting the corners. Maybe because there's only 5 corners, each corner is only one deraisa. The Isser deraisa is less. Yeah?
Whatever the Sa'ar is. The rest of the spot is no Isser deraisa.
There are 5 spots he's not allowed to shave off. You have 5 corners.
He shaves you, he's shaving one spot.
It's one spot. Okay, it's the spot. The Y is only, I think there are 5 corners. You're allowing, by participating, by bending your head, you are participating in the Aver, so you are over. But you're only over one. Or, I don't think it's precise, you're over a lot less than the Issa d'Rabbanans. And here's the Yisoid. The Yoyser Tov, an incredible Chiddush, what he says, La'avral Isser d'Oiraisa, as Hafle v'fela, the Chiddush, to be over on one Isser d'Oiraisa, Pamachas, Me'isure d'Rabbanan, Harbe, many times. Ayin Shom, Shehevi came in Mishnah Lamelech, he brings it from the Mishnah Lamelech. There are many places that say this Yisoid. This Yisoid is discussed at great length. And many of the controversial. So we have Yechelukideus, the same exact shayla opposed to 2 different places, given in 2 different settings. We have a choice what to do, and one said, do it with the Sam yourself, and one said, no, fakir, let the guy do it, and let the guy do it, or listen to the rest of once and not do it multiple times. I don't know. Okay, we'll take a 1 minute break, and then we'll have a short discussion on Yeni Halacha, because it's very late, being that it's Rosh Chodesh.
כל ספק אם לקרוא או לחומרה.